The Tennis Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to 100 times your money in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at UnderdogFantasy.com using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL Draft is coming up, and Old Fashioned Football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamepodcast.com/off contest, OFF contest, to enter today. And we're also giving away $200 in cash in our NBA playoff round one prop contest. Sign up link is in our NBA channel on our NBA Discord. Welcome, everybody, to the Tennis Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is currently early Saturday morning, roughly 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time on April 20th. I'm Rosso, Scott Rochelle, once again going solo for this pod. Should be a fun episode, a bit of a shorter one, because we have four matches to preview in three different tournaments, because we ended up having a couple of matches get delayed until tomorrow, or until Saturday in this case. So because of that, we have one semifinal matchup to preview in Bucharest, one to preview in Munich, but we have both to preview in Barcelona. So we're going to go through all four matches. Apologies that once again, we were not able to fully give you the semifinals for Munich and Bucharest, but the weather and darkness got in the way. So apologies there, but either way, nothing we can do about it. We're going to preview the four matches and hopefully we'll pick out some winners. Now, a reminder before we recap the actual quarterfinals from Friday, I do want to remind everybody once again to, first of all, click the like and subscribe button on YouTube, or if you're still listening to the podcast on Spotify or Apple, don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Also, a reminder that we have merch on the SGPN merch store, so check out that if you want to find some Tennis Gambling Podcast merch. We have, for example, shirts, we have mugs, a lot of great overall high-quality merchandise. So if you want to support the show, you know how to do so. Plus, a reminder that the featured show of the week is going to be the Hockey Gambling Podcast. And hockey playoffs officially start today because it is Saturday. So keep an eye out for that. I know a lot of people are focusing on basketball. Both basketball and hockey playoffs start the same day, which is on 420. So should be a pretty fun overall 420 of going through the actual promo that they're having. They are going to be... promo is not really the right word. It's more for the NBA. Point is, they're going to be covering all of the series, all of the games, so stay tuned for that. Talon, Ryan, and Joel are going to be able to give you all of the information you need in order to bet on the opening games as well as the series in general. So subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And a reminder that for the NBA, we're doing a giveaway. $200 in cash for our NBA playoff round one prop contest. Sign-up link is in our NBA channel on our NBA Discord. Anyway, time to start off with the actual recap of the lock and dog for the quarterfinals. Don't have a dog recap. I'll spoil it. It was not going too well. Didn't officially end, though, because we ended up having the over 2.5 sets in the Felix and Struff match. Struff was up a set and a break, but the match ended up getting delayed at 3-1, so can't officially recap that one. Was not looking good, though. Full disclosure. For the lock, though, a bit of a heartbreaker. Had Arnaldi plus 4.5 games at minus 155. Decent pace, lost the first set 6-4. Then we needed him to keep it respectable. Unfortunately, he did get broken in the midway stages of the second set. But Ruud was trying to serve it out at 5-3. And if we lost that game, we ended up losing our bet. Arnaldi had 4 break points, and he ended up losing. So we had 4 shots at it to potentially win the lock. I'm not going to say it was officially going to win it, because in theory, Ruud could have still won in 3 sets while covering the spread. But point is, though, Arnaldi had 4 points to basically give us a great opportunity to actually cash the lock. Could not convert any of the break point chances. Eventually lost the game, and he lost by exactly 5. So kind of a tough break there, but either way, picked up a loss and look for a sweep here on Saturday. To get into the actual recap, though, of the quarterfinal matches, starting off in Bucharest, we actually did not cover that tournament in the last episode. You had a couple of bonus matches because they had to double up. They ended up having a couple of matches rained out in the round of 16. So a couple of players had to play 2 matches. Martinez ended up beating Kecmanovic in the round of 16. Then he eventually lost to Barrera in 3 sets in the quarters. You saw Barrera beat Korda in straight sets in the round of 16. You know my thoughts on Korda. I think he sucks, and he ended up losing again as a tournament co-favorite. So, yeah, if you took Korda, you might want to reevaluate your priorities because Korda is abysmal, and you really never want to have money on the guy. Navone ended up beating Seaboth Wild in a very fun match there in three. His match against Cerundolo was actually delayed entering the third set. So, point is, you have what should be the fun conclusion of a marathon between those two guys. Vukcevic beat Mutet in three, came back from a set down there. I mentioned Cerundolo ended up facing off against Navone. He beat Coria in the round of 16, and then Coria went to Twitter and immediately complained about the actual court conditions. He thought that the courts were awful, and that was his main rant on Twitter. Besides that, though, looking at everything else, I mentioned Barrera beating Martinez. Tabilo, our boy who we still have to win the actual tournament, ended up beating Fonseca, the Brazilian phenom, in three sets. Fun match there. Came back from a set down. All three matches were competitive. All three sets, I mean, were competitive, but he ended up getting the job done in three. So that's going to do it for the actual Bucharest recap for Munich. You had Draper, who ended up losing to Fritz in three. Thought Fritz would win, did lean to the over in that one, so we called that match correctly. Shocking upset of the day, though, you had Zverev losing outright to Garin in straight sets in his home country, which I definitely did not see coming. I thought Garin could hang in there. Garin did beat Zverev in Munich a couple years ago, but I thought Zverev would avenge it. That did not happen, as Garin ended up looking sharp. Good for him, though. He's battled some health issues and some overall consistency issues for the last year and change. Solid clay player, though, and he's been very sharp here in Munich. And Rune got the job done against Husler. Got that match pretty much on the nose. Thought it would be a close straight set win for Rune, and it was, as he won 6-4, 7-6. And they had a match that ended up getting delayed, which was the Felix versus Struff match, which will finish on Saturday morning. Now, moving on to Barcelona, you had Echeverry, who beat Nori in straight sets, both tie breaks. You had Rude beating Arnaldi. Tsitsipas won a marathon in a match he probably should have lost. Diaz Acosta was dominating the breaker. Then he kind of lost confidence in the serve, double faulted, and he eventually double faulted again to, I believe, set up match point for Tsitsipas, but he won the final set breaker 10-8. Definitely a missed opportunity for Diaz Acosta. Good for us, though, because we have Tsitsipas to win the event. So he ended up living. And Lajovic beat Fies. We got that one right, as Fies just can't trust him, simply put. And he lost to Lajovic again for the second time this year. So overall, a lot of competitive matches. Decent amount of them ended up going to three sets. And we should have a couple of fun matches here on Saturday. Now, I'm trying to think of any other takeaways that I actually had from the events. Not really. Once again, a bit unfortunate that Munich and Bucharest could not entirely finish the card. But either way, we have a decent amount of good matches on the actual slate, and hopefully they deliver like the Friday matches did. Now, as for the outrights, overall, still doing pretty well. I know Zverev ended up losing, which hurt, and we ended up losing Martinez in Bucharest. But we still have Tabilo, we still have Echeverry, and we still have Tsitsipas. So overall, can't complain. And we have Rune. So we still have at least one outright in every single event. Two left, though, out of the four in Barcelona, including Echeverry at 34-1. So we're rooting for Echeverry to pull off the upset against Rude and maybe to win the whole thing. But if Echeverry does face off against Tsitsipas, we can talk about hedging for the final. Not going to worry about it now. Just going to see what happens. But 34-1 in the semis, you got to feel good about that. Tsitsipas making it here as a massive favorite against Lajovic feels good too. Rune should be a favorite against whoever wins the Felix and Struff match as the two-time defending champion, so I feel good about that one as well. And Tabilo is a slight dog against Vukcevic, but the point is I do think him at 12-1 making the semis does look pretty good. So the outrights, knock on wood, we took a little bit of a hit yesterday, losing a couple of guys. Could have been worse, though. And overall, definitely happy with the amount of outrights we have left. Anyway, time to move on to the actual purpose of the show. Time to move on to the semifinal picks. Once again, a reminder, we only have one semifinal match to preview in Bucharest and in Munich. So apologies there. Nothing we can really do about it. So starting off with Bucharest, going to look at the only match on the card. Looking at a matchup between Tabilo and Vukcevic. Vukcevic is a slight favorite, about minus 130. Tabilo is around plus 110. As for the game spread, -1 for Vukcevic and +1 for Tabilo. Over-under set at around 22.5 or 23. For the set wagering, over 2.5 sets is plus 130. Vukcevic in straight sets is plus 190. And Tabilo in straight sets is plus 245. Now, they've never faced off in the head-to-head, so just keep that in mind. For the sake of the matchup, though, I do think arguably the wrong player's favored. Vukcevic is a decent clay player. I'm not going to say that he's amazing by any means, and I think Tabilo is definitely the better clay player. Made clay final this year in Santiago before losing to Baez in three. Point is, though, I do think that the wrong guy is potentially, once again, a favorite when he has not looked dominant in this event. He's looked fine. Beat a relative unknown in the first round in Vacherot, who I don't really know. Beat him in straight sets with a 10-8 breaker in the first set. Beat Griekspoor in straight sets. Good win there. Griekspoor, though, not really known for being a great clay player, and he beat Moutet in three in the match on Friday. As for Tabilo, he ended up beating Rinderknecht in straight sets, and he ended up beating Fonseca in three. Fonseca's a really good up-and-coming player. I know he's still young. He's going to be probably a top 50 guy in the next couple years at this point, potentially a top 10. Maybe I don't know if he's going to be top 10. We'll see what happens, but he definitely has top 10 upside in the future. Very solid player, and he ended up beating Sonego in straight sets, so we know that Fonseca has the game to upset some guys. Tabilo, though, did win in three. So you question about the overall stamina of both guys because they both went to three-set marathons in the matches on Friday. Luckily, none of these guys had to double up, so both guys should be equally tired, if you want to put it that way. Now, the issue you have in running into that is the fact that you're looking at a guy with injury history in Vukcevic, who gets injured all the damn time, and now he's having his fourth match in 5 days, which is not ideal. I'm going to lean Tabilo here. I don't see much separating these guys. I do think that Tabilo is the better server between the two, and I do think that maybe the lefty game of Tabilo can keep Vukcevic off balance. But simply put, we know Vukcevic struggles with stamina and with durability. With that being the case, I do think Tabilo is quite live to win this. We gave him out to win the event. I'm not going to suddenly turn my back on him. But give me Tabilo to get the job done at plus 110. I really do think this should be closer to arguably minus 110 apiece. Maybe minus 115 Tabilo. But it's really a toss-up. Give me the guy that's looked better on clay this year. Give me Tabilo at plus money. Moving on to the next matchup. The only matchup to talk about for Munich. You have a matchup between Fritz and Green. Fritz, decent favorite here, about minus 165. Green's around plus 145. As for the game spread, around plus 2 or plus 2.5. Over-under set at 22.5. For the set wagering, over 2.5 sets is plus 125. Green to win ace sets, minus 205. Fritz to win in straight sets is plus 165. And Green to win in straight sets is plus 300. Now, Fritz had a marathon against Draper on Friday, which he won in final set and a final set tiebreaker. Green pulled off the upset of the tournament as he was able to beat Zverev in his home country in straight sets. Head-to-head is interesting. Faced off two times on clay. Green beat Fritz in Houston back in 2022, and Fritz beat Green in Madrid last year with a breaker in the final set. Good win by Fritz. Green, though, is really not in great form for the last year, and it appears that he's finally starting to regain some of that form. I like Green here. I think that after beating Zverev, his confidence should be very high. Fritz, you could argue, might be fatigued after facing off against Draper in a three-set marathon, but he hasn't really beaten anybody in convincing fashion. Beat a relative unknown Spanish qualifier in the first round and beat Draper in three sets. Draper, I like as a player, not really known for being a great clay player by any means, and I do think Green beating the likes of Zverev in straight sets is a very impressive feat. Now, he beat Mickelson in three and ended up beating Kempfer in three. So he's beaten two separate guys with home court advantage in straight sets. I think Fritz should be favored based on ranking, but I think 165 is actually massive. I think Green's pretty live to win this. And with the head-to-head being split 1-1 on clay, you can argue maybe that this might go three. Maybe it's a marathon, but I do think the value's on Green, and I do think the value's on the over as well. I'm going to go with Green plus the games here at +2.5 at minus 125. I don't mind the money line. I don't mind the over. But if Fritz won it, would I be shocked? No. I do think Fritz is the better player. But Green's a clay court specialist. He should be very comfortable on these courts, and I do think that he can make Fritz work for it for potentially a competitive two sets or a very competitive three sets. So give me Green as the dog here at plus 145, and I will take the games as well at +2.5. Moving on to the actual full semifinal preview in Barcelona. A reminder that we do have outrights available in, or outrights still alive in both matches, so we are a bit biased. Echeverry, though, is a massive dog as he's one of the outrights that we have at 34-1. Taking on Rude, Rude's around minus 400, Echeverry's around plus 320. As for the game spread, Rude is minus 4 and Echeverry's plus 4. For the over-under, set it around 21, 21 and a half, give or take, or even 22. For the actual set wagering, Rue to win in straight sets is minus 125. Etcheverry to win ace set is minus 105. Over 2.5 sets is plus 160. Now, Rude looked fine against Arnaldi in the Friday match, ended up winning in straight sets. He got revenge after losing to Arnaldi in the first clay meeting between them in straight sets. Faced off one time in the head-to-head, though. Faced off on hard court in Beijing last year, and Rude did win. But he dropped the first set 6-1, then won the next two sets 7-5 and 7-6. So pretty competitive, but Rude got the job done. Echeverry's been good, not dominant. Beat Hart to relative unknown in straight sets. Beat Nakashima in three, and beat Nori in straight sets, two breakers in the match on Friday. Rude, though, has not dropped a set. Beat Mueller in straight sets, beat Thompson in straight sets. Two guys are not exactly in great form. Thompson has struggled since he won a title, and he also is not exactly known for being a great clay player, and he beat Arnaldi in straight sets. I think Rude's going to win, simply put. I think that we're going to lose an outright, but I do think it's going to be competitive. I think 4.5 games is a bit large based on the actual spread. I think Echeverry can keep this close. I don't want to exactly copy and paste my handicap for the Arnaldi match because Rude proved us wrong and ended up winning. But Arnaldi had four breakpoint chances to basically cover that line, and Echeverry's been really good. So I think Rude's going to win. I think it's not going to be easy. Maybe a breaker in there. I don't mind the over in this match. I see a close matchup. I really don't mind Rude over 12.5 games on the team total at minus 140. Probably shop around. You can probably find a minus 125 somewhere out there. But I do think Rude's going to win probably with a breaker or a 7-5 in there. I don't mind the team total over for Rude here as the main lean for this match. Moving on to the next one, though, going to look at a matchup between Lahovic and Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas fresh off of the comeback and the tiebreaker win against Diaz Acosta, taking on Lahovic. And Tsitsipas, a massive favorite, about minus 470. Lahovic is around plus 380. Tsitsipas for the spread is between 3.5 and 4.5. 4.5 for Tsitsipas is plus 106. Lahovic plus 4.5 is minus 126. Over-under set at 21.5. As for the actual set of wagering, Tsitsipas in straight sets is minus 135. Lahovic to win a set is plus 105. Over 2.5 sets is plus 165. So going through the head-to-head, Tsitsipas has gotten the better of Lahovic recently as he's 3-1 in the head-to-head. Tsitsipas has won each of the last three meetings. So Lahovic beat Tsitsipas on grass in Wimbledon back in 2017. And Tsitsipas has won six of the last seven sets, and he's won each of the last three matches. So faced off in Hamburg in 2020, won in straight sets. Faced off in Beijing in 2019, he won in three. And faced off in Rome in 2018, Tsitsipas did win in two, 7-6, 6-4. They're all dated, though. All these meetings are roughly 4-plus years old, so I can't really use any of this data. So I'm kind of going to toss the head-to-head out. Lahovic, though, has been good. Couple of marathon matches, though. Beat Schwartzman in straight sets, beat Humbert in straight sets, beat Fekina in three sets, and beat Fies in straight sets. We know Lahovic is a bit older than Tsitsipas. You're looking at Tsitsipas, though, beating Offner in straight sets, beating Baena in straight sets, and beating Diaz Acosta in the match of the day on Friday. Now, the concern you have for Lahovic is the fact that he is currently at the age of, sorry, pulling it up, I want to make sure I don't get this wrong. He's 33 years old. So the point is, he is definitely older than Tsitsipas, and you wonder with back-to-back three-set marathons, will he physically have enough in the tank to dethrone Tsitsipas? I don't think he's going to. I think Tsitsipas is going to win. Try not to be biased with the Tsitsipas ticket in our pockets, so we're probably not going to have any action on this match because we already have it with Tsitsipas to win the event. But I do think Tsitsipas is the better player. He's in good form. And he showed a lot of mental toughness. Tsitsipas in the past might have rolled over in that breaker, but coming back from, I think it was 5-2 down in that tiebreak, is something we probably would not have seen from Tsitsipas over the last couple months, where he would have probably just punted a couple of potentially forehands or backhands and just taken the loss. But I do like the confidence, and the fact that he was willing to go down fighting tells me that Tsitsipas is really confident with his game right now, and I do like that prospect. I think he's the best player here, and I think that he's in the best form he's been in for probably a year. So give me Tsitsipas, probably in straight sets, maybe competitive straight sets, but I do think he's in line to get the job done, and I think he's in line to win maybe with a breaker in there. I think if I had to guess a score line, maybe like a 7-5, 6-4, give or take. But I think Tsitsipas is the better player. I think he's worthy of being a massive favorite, and I think that he's going to get the job done. So I guess the value might be on Wojovic plus the games, but now I'm kind of getting cute. Instead, I'd rather take Tsitsipas to potentially get the match done in straight sets at minus 135. Am I going to bet it? No, because I already have him to win the event, and I really don't feel like doubling down on a match that could be a bit dicey. Wojovic is crafty as a veteran clay player, but I am going to go with Tsitsipas to get the job done in straight sets. That's going to wrap it up, though, for the actual preview of the four semifinal matches for Saturday. Now it's time for the actual lock and dog picks, but before we continue that, do you want to take a quick word from our sponsor? We're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball or mix and match across your favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it is a ton of fun. Underdog's available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. And they also have a lot of great lines for tennis. They have aces. They have double faults. They have a lot of very fun options to make your tennis watching more interesting. Underdog will always be running a ton of fun promos as well. Plus, they have bonus cash airdrop specials, giveaways, and more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. And there is also a pick 'em special for the Friday NBA play-in games on April 19th. So keep that in mind, because the special should go live in the lobby for eligible new customers that sign up by the morning of April 18th. Make sure you sign up with the code SGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit $100. It's Underdog Fantasy, promo code SGPN. Welcome back, everyone, to the Tennis Gambling Podcast. Just finished previewing the semifinal matches in Barcelona, Bucharest, and Munich for Saturday. Now it's time for the actual lock and dog picks. Starting off with the lock for the show, I am going to go to a matchup in Munich between Green and Fritz. Give me Green, plus the 2.5 games at minus 125. Fritz had to be Draper yesterday in a third set tiebreak, so I wonder if fatigue will be an issue. But Green's looked sharp, and we know that he's a very good clay player. He's won multiple clay titles on the ATP level. Bit dated, but the point is he was in really bad form a couple months ago, arguably for, I don't want to say a year straight, but for a long time. And it seems like he's starting to figure it out again, and he might be undervalued because of it. But beating Zverev in his home country is a very good win in straight sets. I think that he's very alive to win this. Fritz is a good clay player for an American, but I think we'd agree that clay is definitely not his favorite surface. I think Fritz definitely prefers hard court and grass over clay. So with that being the case, Green being a clay court specialist, I do like the fact that he's more comfortable in this environment, and they have split the two head-to-head meetings. So I do think you're looking at a spot where Green can win it outright. Maybe it goes three sets, but I do think that Green is definitely capable of pulling off the upset. So with that being the case, I'll play it safe. Maybe a breaker in there which Fritz might win, which might help us out for the actual spread. But give me plus 2.5 games with a player that I think is more comfortable on clay and a guy that I think is in great form after beating Zverev in straight sets on Friday as my lock. For my dog, I am going to go to Bucharest, and I am going to go to a matchup between Vukcevic and Tabilo. I am going to go with the dog here. Give me Tabilo on the money line at plus 110. I think Tabilo is the better clay player. It might be close, but I think that Tabilo, and the fact that it is a conversation, him getting plus money, I think, is inherently worth something if you do think that the clay skill of both players is arguably even. Tabilo, though, has made a final this year, an ATP level on clay, won a title on hard court, so he's been in good form in 2024. Vukcevic obviously has talent. He always has. The issue, though, is he always gets hurt, and he always battles certain overall durability concerns and fatigue issues, and he's playing a lot of tennis. It's going to be his fourth match in 5 days, and I think that's going to be a problem for a guy with an injury history off of a three-setter from yesterday. Maybe it's going to be a spot where Vukcevic shows up and he's fully healthy, but there is always that chance that he tweaks something or that he runs out of gas if it gets into a decider. So with that being the case, I do like Vukcevic to potentially struggle physically in this matchup. And a reminder to shop around and make sure you pick a book which would grade retirements as a win. You never know. better safe than sorry. Fuksovics is a guy that gets injured a lot, so you want to make sure that if one full set is completed, you are getting paid if Fuksovics end up, in a worst-case scenario, getting injured and having to retire. But simply put, better clay player, in my opinion, and fading a guy that's had a bit of fatigue issues and durability concerns over the years, I think is a good way to take plus money with a flyer. So once again, my picks for the show, the lock's going to be on green, plus 2.5 games at minus 125. My dog's going to be on to be low money line at plus 110. That's going to wrap it up. A reminder for the actual next episode, we're going to go through the final in Barcelona, Bucharest, and Munich. Hopefully, the matches get finished early enough in Bucharest and in Munich, including the matches that did not conclude in the quarterfinals. So some guys are going to have to double up, but hopefully all those matches get taken care of early, so we have ample time to get lines and get a line and get an actual episode posted at some point on Saturday evening or night. So that's the plan. And until next time, find me on Twitter at Rice Show Radio. Find me on the NBA show. Find me on the MLB show. Find me on the NFL show. WNBA Show 2 is going to start up in a couple of weeks, but until next time, good luck to all of you and all of your bets. Bye, everyone.